Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Welcome to Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham. Coming up tonight, we're going to relive through the eyes of Mike Zordich one of the biggest defensive stands in recent Eagles history.
When they decided to go for it and not punt the football, I didn't see it as disrespect. I saw it as typical Cowboys versus the Eagles.
They give it to Smith and they stop him again! They stop him again!
But joining us tonight, a big part of the Eagles defensive line, able to get after the quarterback and a cornerstone of what this team's trying to do defensively. We're joined by defensive end Trent Cole.
Yucky!
They've got him! Trent Cole!
The Hunter, Trent Cole coming off the edge. They can only stop him, but for so long.
You get a sack, you pop back up. Tell us where the celebration comes from and what that is.
The celebration is something, you know, I'm a big outdoorsman. And a lot of people know that now. You know, it's something I do outside the lines of football. I go out there, I like to go out and enjoy myself out in outdoors. I'm big in archery. And I grew up doing that with my family, my Uncle Jerry. He's brought me a long way and brought me up into it, you know, from competition shooting as a kid, you know, all the way up to being a professional hunter like I am now. I'm so big in it now, I got my own TV show called Blitz TV. You know, it's nationally known now. And the reason why I do the TV show and all the hunting is because it brings my friends and family together all the time. And it's just something that's like a pastime, and it keeps family together, it keeps your friends together.
It's been said that hunting is the only sport where one side doesn't know there's a game going on. Is that true?
I don't believe that.
So they know.
That's just my opinion. People can say I'm wrong, but I do not believe that.
So you're telling me the rabbit knows. The deer knows.
People might think I'm crazy, but from what I've seen just growing up, they know. I can tell people I've seen stuff out in the outdoors, out in the wilderness, just how animals react, you know. When I see people, they run. I mean, there's a reason why they have senses to get away from danger, you know. And it's like a quarterback, you know. I'm going after a quarterback. The quarterback, you know, he sees it, he feels something, you know, and he knows I'm coming, you know. And he hears footsteps or he hears me coming around the edge or something, you know, he's going to react, he's going to run. You know, it's just how it is.
Well, here on a show like this one, we're not going to be able to necessarily show, you know, animals being, you know, hunted or killed. However, take a gander here. We got some choices for you to make.
Okay.
We'll just call it capture and release, okay? And we're going to need to know in these following slates, which is easier to capture and release? On the left, of course, we talked about Mr. Roethlisberger. On the right, Big Moose. What are we thinking? Easier to capture and release, A or B?
No, man, that's a hard question. You know, I could say one thing, though. I know Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't release that, though.
Okay.
Trust me, I know that he wouldn't release that.
All right, let's move on. So, now you look the other way. You got Jay Cutler, and something that you've become very, very aware of now recently is a bear. What do you got? Bear and a bear.
Well, I capture both of them.
All right. Okay. We mentioned that this guy over here somehow has the ability to get rid of the football, even though he doesn't seem like he has the speed of, say, what's over there on the right.
Yeah.
So, easier on Eli, easier on the deer.
Well, you know, I think the deer would be a better athlete. The deer would be a better athlete, that'd be a hard question, you know. I hunt quarterbacks on Sundays, and then, you know, on our days off on Mondays, I hunt up whitetails. So that's the only way I can answer that.
And finally, Tony Romo or this.
Well, I like I'm a big animal lover, so I like cats, dogs, you know. I got different animals, you know. I I have farms and I would say I shouldn't be
How
saying
much trouble
this.
Are you walking into right now?
I'm going through a lot right now. My head's up. I'm going through a lot in my head because I'm trying to keep myself not saying it, but trying to be appropriate about it.
Uh-huh.
But I would have to say them two are identical.
Identical?
Yeah. I think them two are identical, and I think they're, yeah.
I'm sure Tony's going to want to hear that, too. That's not.
So.
And the shotgun is Manning. Here comes the rush. They hit him as he fires, and then is intercepted. And
he's
running in for the touchdown is Trent Cole. Trent Cole probably locked up the win.
We talked about the Giants a few years back. You had a pick six against the Giants, which means that you have the exact same number of pick sixes as Nnamdi Asamoah has in his unbelievable career. A, did you know that? And B, have you used that with him yet, or are you planning to now that you do know?
Well, hey, I didn't know that. And definitely going to say something to him tomorrow about that.
You remember the pick?
Yeah, I certainly do. I'll never forget that. I mean, that, I just remember just looking in the eyes, you know, looking in his eyes, and it's all I was seeing. I seen him look at me. He looked at me. The running back looked at me. And I seen his eyeballs, and I could just tell, you know, nothing gets him or anything. But from my opinion, from what I seen, he knew I was coming. And if he would have caught that ball, you know, I was going to do everything I could to put a big hit on him. Because, I mean, I just seen that look, and I just seen him bat that ball, and I was just like, oh, my God, he just batted the ball in the air. I just remember catching it and just taking off running. I remember Eli coming down. You know, I kind of felt like, okay, is he really going to try to disrespect me, a quarterback? And try to disrespect me, and try to come over here and try to tackle me, and I looked at him like this, and I won't go past that. But if he would have tried, you know, I would have had to do it in my power to make sure that he wasn't gonna knock me down. So I mean, because you know I probably got it bad from the rest of my teammates if the quarterback would have got me. So I wasn't gonna let that happen.
Still to come, we're gonna relive one of the great defensive stands in Eagles history.
Freddie Barnett puts his hands on my shoulders and says, "Z, you got to do it all over again, bro." I was like, "What?" He says, "Yeah, there's a two-minute warning. It doesn't count."
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Here we go, fourth down. They give it to Smith, and they stop him again! They stop him again!
The fourth and one, biggest thing that I remember, it was a very cold day. We always enjoyed teams that came into the vet and when it was cold because they were always dressing up. They had turtlenecks on and long sleeves on. I mean, just trying to stay as warm as they could. You know, I always felt that was an advantage for us. Being down 17-6 at halftime, we did not start out very well offensively. You know, we had a hard time scoring a couple points. We knew we needed to play better to win that game. Everybody kept their composure. We stayed together. We knew that we had a whole lot of ball game left and that we were a good football team. We were very capable of coming back to win. And we also knew that we still had, I believe, three or four games left. And we didn't clinch the playoffs just yet because we started off that season very slow. So that was the impetus behind anything. You know, we're losing at halftime. Hey, we got to pick it up. We got to go win. Fourth and one, 2 minutes left in the game, 17-17. When they decided to go for it and not punt the football, I didn't see it as disrespect. I saw it as typical Cowboys versus the Eagles. We're going to stuff it down your face. And we're going to be done with it. We're going to go home. We're going to get this first down. Game's over. We win. That's how I looked at it, and I think that's how the rest of us looked at it. The load left play was when either Nate Newton or Derek Kennard would pull around, and Moose would lead up. Nate handed off to Emmett. They ran that play, as we all know, two times in a row. But the first time, unbeknownst to me or the rest of my teammates, they run the play. They timeout because of the two-minute warning. Nobody knew it. Nobody in the stands knew it. The only people who knew were the officials. And all I can remember was jumping up and down like a little kid and, you know, Greg Jackson and I high-fiving, doing whatever we're doing. I come walking over to the sideline and Freddie Barnett puts his hands on my shoulders and says, Z, you got to do it all over again, bro. I was like, what? He says, yeah, there's a two-minute warning. It doesn't count. The second time around, basically both teams ran the same call. I do know that it was Romo, Bill Romanowski, that stuffed Moose twice in the backfield. That's what kind of stops that play, stopping that fullback in the backfield. Emmett had really nowhere to go both times, and the same thing happened. We were able to stop him twice. Again, it was an extremely cold day, and after we stopped him, I don't think we gained many yards. I think it was a 40, 42-yard field goal. And in that stadium and in that cold and in that wind, that is not an easy kick. When he hit it, there was still about a minute left on the clock, so it wasn't as if the game was over. We still had to go out and defend the field. You had Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. You had plenty of weapons. We had to stop him, and we were able to within that minute. And it was a great feeling and a great win for the team.
One of the most legendary plays in Eagles history and one that's still talked about to this day. As a defensive player, you get into one of those spots and you know what an offense is going to do. You know that they're going to say, we're putting our best against your best. What's going through your head at that point? You know, there's no trickery going on here at this at this time. This is what we do against what you do, and we got to win this war.
And I can, this past game against the Ravens, you know, it's something that I wish everybody could experience, you know. Just being on a defensive line that, you know, that it's all in our hands to be able to seal this game, to stop them. And, you know, it's very intense. I mean, I can just tell you just walking up to the line and when I'm getting out of my stance and you feel the crowd and you feel the whole stadium just rumbling and you feel just the energy coming off the stadium. And then you just feel the energy from the rest of your teammates down the line. And it's just insane. You feel everybody coiled up. Everybody just coiled up like a spring. And, I mean, it's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So to hear that, I mean, it's off and it's like you black out because you're coming off so hard. You literally black out. And then you just kind of come back to senses after the play's over with.
What happened? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, and what happened pretty much.
Still to come. More of our conversation with Trent Cole.
I was like, Mom, I can't go to school like this. Kids gonna make fun of me, you know?
The thing you see with these players, and it's, I'm sure we all have this in us, is that these are good people, very considerate people. When you get on the football field, it's a little different world. It's its own little special place there. And you can see the nicest guys, Trent Cole, somebody who's very soft-spoken and outgoing, and that when they get on, they get themselves into this certain frame of mind that is a relentless, tenacious football player. He is relentless from play one. You're going to get the same speed play one that you do play 65.
2 years ago, I think you were in for 85% of defensive snaps. Last year, 69% of defensive snaps. I got to imagine for a guy who wants to be out there going 125 miles an hour with his hair, or in your case, not hair, on fire, that can't be the easiest thing in the world to do, to step back like that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot happened between, you know, that point of, you know, when Jim Washburn came in and he told me, he was like, you know what, he's like, you're going to be playing half the, he told me straight to me, he's like, you're going to be playing half the snaps you've been playing. And I kind of didn't take it too easy. Uh-oh. I didn't take it too lightly. You know, I was like, oh, okay, whoa. You know, I was like, just, God, here we go. You know, and it was a struggle. It was a little struggle for me at first. You know, I had to kind of learn a different type, style of play. And in the past, I was playing 85% of the plays. And, you know, I was out there. And my body hurt. You know, I did. My body did hurt. But now, even though I'm taking half of them snaps, my body feels great going to every game. I can play better, you know, playing half the snaps. I can be 100% every time I go out there. So it's just, it was hard. It was a hard road for me, you know, just trying to get adjusted to that. Cause you know, it was kind of hard going from hot to cold when, you know, when I used to just be hot when I'm playing, just keep playing and instead of coming out. So.
This year's start, a lot of people looking at it saying, wow, things haven't been perfect by any stretch on the field. And yet,
a much better start. I got to be thinking that in your mind, you think, you know, maybe this is the other side of that coin. Maybe this is, you know, last year things wouldn't go no matter what we did. Maybe this is right.
Like I said, it's kind of, you know, the game's been close, you know, it's just starting out the season, and, you know, everybody sees the potential that we have, you know, and to be a great team. You know, I think a lot of these games we had should never been close. I mean, I'm the honest truth. Everyone knows I'm telling the truth. They shouldn't have been close. But, you know, like I said, you're going to have roadblocks in the road, you know, and we're going to find a way to get through them. And, you know, if one unit's got to step up, you know, we got to step up, you know. Defense did a great job, you know, and, you know, this past game sealing the deal here, you know, in this past game. But, like, against the Ravens. But, you know, with this past two games, like I said, there's a lot there to improve on, to build on, and you know, we got to find it. You know, there's just one thing it's gonna get fixed, and you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's gonna get fixed, and you know, we're gonna go out with a bang.
All of us at the Eagles Television Network would like to take a moment to acknowledge the work of NFL Films president Steve Sable, who passed away this week at the age of 69. He was a true visionary who told the story of the NFL in a way which changed the league. His innovation set a new standard in sports broadcasting, and his passion created a living history of the National Football League. We as football fans and broadcasters owe a debt of gratitude to Steve Sable forever. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, for all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
A lot of guys get up in the morning, get ready to go to work, take a shower, shave, put on their clothes, head off to the office. You, the night before a game, shave your head. How big a process is that? And, you know, we got to understand that we don't understand exactly how that works. I mean, is that shaving cream and a razor? Is that a lot of mirrors involved? You know, what kind of an art form is this? Or is it really just quick? You ever use an electric, you know?
Yeah, I use clippers. I cut my own hair. I've been cutting my own hair since I'm 12 years old, since my mother used to cut my hair and I did not like it. So I taught myself to cut my own hair. I was like, Mom, I can't go to school like this. Kids gonna make fun of me, you know? And I was like, and I wouldn't have that. So, you know, my mom finally took me to a barbershop. So I get my hair cut at a barbershop. So after a while, you know, I couldn't afford to go to a barbershop and pay that money to go get a haircut every week. So I started cutting my own hair, you know, and like I said, it's a process for me, you know, going leading up to the game. You know, I always cut my hair, you know. I mean, I'm preparing myself for the battle. And that's just how I look at it. You know, it's just something that comes over you 2 days before the game. It comes over you. You know, it's just, I mean, it's weird. It's just, you feel this thing come. It's like a blanket that comes over you. And you're like, okay, you get into this game mode. And it's just this is some of my process I do. It's just, you know, I want to look good, feel good, and play good. And that's what it's about.
When that blanket's over you and that process has started, does anybody want to be talking to you at that point? Are you going to be engaging a lot of people at that point?
No, it's something I can't explain. It's just, you know, it's just something that I can't explain. You know, I think that I could probably speak for a lot of guys. They tell you, you know, when that 2 days before that game, you know, it's serious. It gets real. Everything starts getting just really serious. And, you know, and I think it's just more of, how can I say, the appropriate term is saying focus. You get really focused.
And I see him drop the ball. I'm like, so I kind of slow down a little bit. Like, he dropped the ball and he picks it back up. And when he picks the ball up, the sound breaks up and I see the snapper. He's kind of late getting out. And then I saw I can get a chance to knock him down. And I just went for it. I just threw it in there and it knocked both of us out. So. It was definitely one of the most memorable times as a Philadelphia Eagle.